Hi, everybody. Welcome to Fantasy Football Almost Daily. It's time for 10 Minutes in the Closet with Matt and Sam. What? we're going to talk the auction player pool for Thursday really quickly. I'm Matt Harrison along with Sam Brimacombe at Brima something
24.
Brima 24. B-R-I-M-A 2-4.
Yeah, you'll get it soon.
I'll get it. What do you mean, I'll get it soon? You're going to get a new Twitter handle soon enough.
We need to come up with a good one.
Please tweet me at Explosive Output, a new Twitter handle idea for Sam, and we'll try to get a good one going. All right, Thursday auction pool. Whole new set of auction guys today. New 36 guys into the pool. Again, you can play auctions on fanball.com. Go to the lobby and then click on the auction tab. There are free ones. There are $3, $5, $10, and $20 ones. And the $20 one, the top prize is $72. That's kind of fun.
That's a good payout.
Yeah, it's a nice little payout there. So the new player pool's up. Let's start with the quarterback position, as we are one to do. I like to basically, when I look at these player pools, when I jump into the pool, I like to look at the quarterback position and the tight end position first, because those are the positions that you get one of each, whereas the running backs and the wide receivers, you obviously get two. Mm-hmm. And I like to see which guys I'm completely avoiding. Are there any landmines here that I want to avoid? And is there somebody in either the tight end or the quarterback that I actually need to spend up for to make sure that I have a pretty tight roster? This quarterback pool today, there's not a landmine there. I don't think that there's anybody that I want to completely avoid. Here's who we got. Andrew Luck against the Raiders. Andy Dalton against the Bucks, Ben Roethlisberger against Cleveland, Jameis Winston against Cincinnati, Jared Goff against the Packers, and Matthew Stafford against Seattle. The toughest matchup, as far as the numbers go, looks like Stafford against Seattle. But other than that, I mean, I don't even mind Stafford against Seattle at mm-hmm. home, because Stafford just throws the ball so mm-hmm. gall-dang much. So for this player pool, I'm probably going to just let this position go and get a quarterback for $1 or $2.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Most of the quarterbacks in the pool have great matchups. Dalton has Tampa, who hasn't been able to stop anybody. Jameis has Cincy, who also hasn't been able to stop anybody.
Yeah, I tweeted something. I retweeted. I think it was an Evan Silva tweet, or I don't know who tweeted it. But here, I can find it. I have one of those. It was Heath Cummings of CBS. Patrick Mahomes, CBS fantasy points per game, 32.7. Any quarterback versus Tampa Bay, 31.7. So that makes Andy Dalton kind of interesting.
That's insane.
For DFS and for season long, mm-hmm. he should do well this week.
Yeah, he should have a great week. And again, it depends with the auction game. It depends on who comes up at what point in the draft. Dalton comes up early. He might get a few people spending a little bit more on him. But you should be able to get...
I can't see anybody spending a lot of dollars on any of these quarterbacks
no,
this week.
No, with the way the running back and receiver pools are set up, there's some great options in there, and I think that's where you should be spending your money this week.
All right, well, now let's skip down to tight end, since all that's right. The next thing I look at.
Let's do it.
CJ Uzoma versus Tampa Bay. You could get him hooked up with Dalton. Hey, you got a Batman and Robin there. Evan Engram versus Washington. Jared Cook against Indy. Jimmy Graham against the Rams, Travis Kelce against the Broncos, and Vance McDonald against Cleveland. Kelce's the guy I'm just squarely looking at here and going, yeah, I think I would have to try to get Kelce on my roster. Interesting that Jared Cook is now on a team that doesn't have Amari Cooper, mm-hmm. and he's been the focal point of that offense, at least for the passing offense mm-hmm. for most of the year. Funny, Derek Carr, third all-time completion percentage right now. If the season ended today, he would have the third best completion percentage in an NFL season
That's
ever.
That's insane.
He's just dinking and dunking the whole way. So
it's like Sam Bradford a couple years back.
Yeah, this is Jared Cook. This is like it's all just funneling right toward Jared Cook. Mm. So if I don't get Travis Kelce or if the bidding goes a little too much, I don't want to go probably past 15 maybe on Kelce. But if I don't get Kelce, I'm just probably taking a $2 guy here.
Yeah.
I don't mind Uzoma. I don't mind Jimmy Graham. Like, just,
There's enough solid options where you shouldn't, if you don't get Kelce, you shouldn't need to spend more than a couple bucks to get one of the other guys, and you should be roughly even with the rest of them.
All right. Running back time.
Let's do it.
Alvin Kamara versus the Vikings. Christian McCaffrey versus the Ravens. I'm going to try to highlight the top guys first. Todd Gurley versus the Packers. Joe Mixon versus Tampa. That's probably your top tier right there, those four guys. Mm-hmm. Middle tier, I would probably say it starts with Kerryon Johnson versus Seattle, Latavius versus the Saints. And then it's probably Philip Lindsay versus the Chiefs.
Yeah.
It falls off a little quicker than you think. Tariq Cohen versus the Jets, Marlon Mack versus the Raiders, Isaiah Crowell's in there, Duke Johnson versus the Steelers, and then new starting running back Doug Martin against
muscle
the Colts.
Muscle hamster.
Don't call him muscle hamster, he says. He wants to be called muscle and hustle. You don't get to make up your own nickname, as I found out yesterday when I tried to get myself to be called Snacks Harrison.
Snacks Harrison.
Yeah.
It's going around the office.
It's really catching on like wildfire. I think that top tier of those four guys, Gurley, McCaffrey, Kamara, and Mixon is where I'd like to focus most of my money in these auctions today. And it would probably be Gurley and Kamara that I would really be keying in on because I think game script favors Cincinnati to throw a lot. Tampa's actually a decent run defense. And Christian McCaffrey, while he's been very, very good on the ground and through the air this year, he's only got the one touchdown, and Baltimore's defense has been outstanding versus running backs.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Vikes are tough against running backs, but they're going to use Kamara in many different ways.
Exactly.
They'll get him the ball, and obviously Gurley is Gurley. He's almost a must-get anywhere.
Yeah, I think we talked about it yesterday. I think Gurley goes for 30, 40 bucks again, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, somebody's going to spend up on him.
He's really in a tier by himself in this group.
Yeah.
He's the number one tier, and then Kamara, McCaffrey, Mixon are the next tier down.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. And if you have the budget to go get Gurley, do it, and then maybe pair him with like Philip Lindsay, who has a great matchup against Kansas City.
You're definitely looking at the dollar guys after that.
Yeah, yeah. Cohen's had three great weeks in a row.
Kerryon looked
baller
in the last game. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely going to be a lot of $1, $2 running backs to pair with Gurley. So I think if you're going into one of these auctions, you got to go, I'm going to try to get Gurley and make sure that he's the first running back you get.
Mm-hmm.
Not the second running back you get.
Yeah.
You kind of have to wait around for him and make sure that you try to secure that if you want to go that route. All right, wide receivers. A lot of interesting names here. A.J. Green versus Tampa. A lot of Bengals in this player pool today. One from each position, at least. Antonio Brown against Cleveland. Brandon Cooks against Green Bay. Devontae Adams against the Rams. And Mike Evans against Cincy are probably that top group. There's Juju in there too. We got both Juju and Brown in the same player pool. That's fun.
And Robert Woods with Brandon Cooks.
Oh yeah, we're doubling up. That's fun. Good job. Good job, player pool guy. So from our standpoint, it looks like there's seven guys you don't mind having.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that I probably don't want as much, Cortland Sutton against Kansas City, although it's a good matchup. Jordy Nelson against the Colts. And Jordy's the top wide receiver in Oakland now. Marquise Goodwin against Arizona. Marquise had a good game his last time out against Green Bay. Marvin Jones against Seattle. And then Traquan Smith against Minnesota. So those are the guys I'm probably trying to avoid. If I can get two wide receivers out of that top six, seven group that I talked about there, that's I think you're really keyed in on something special if you can get two of those guys.
Yeah, I would agree. I think of the ones you named that you'd avoid, I think Goodwin and Traquan would be the two that I would try to avoid the most. Goodwin had one phenomenal game against the Packers, but other than that, hasn't done a whole lot.
He probably matches up with Patrick Peterson as well in his swan song of being with the Cardinals.
Yeah,
probably so his last game there.
That it's an interesting situation. And then the Vikes secondary is pretty depleted, but Traquan hasn't really done enough to warrant spending more than a dollar on here. But yeah, go for the top tier guys. Try to get two of them. You definitely won't need to spend as much as if you're going after like Gurley or something.
So here's the deal: if one of these or two of these wide receivers are up at the same time as Gurley in your auction, because there's four players at a time in these auctions. If two of them are up, one or two are up during Gurley, that's when you want to bid. You do the looky-loo on Gurley, and then you see if you can get A.J. Green or Antonio Brown or Davante Adams for a lesser price, because everybody's focusing all their attention on Todd Gurley. Or Travis Kelce, for that matter, because I think that he'll be spent up on quite a bit. So, in conclusion, we're not spending anything on quarterback this week. Gurley and Travis Kelce kind of stick out as the guys that you want to target in their position pools. And then wide receivers, you want to get two of that top tier. Sum it up?
Yep.
Sounds great. We did it.
We did it.
We did it again, and it was only 12 minutes in the closet.
Not bad. Quick closet run.
Yeah, we will have a DFS podcast up either later today or early tomorrow to talk about the Fanball salary cap games. I believe that will include Brian Johnson, probably Sam again too.
Why not?
Follow us on Twitter at Explosive Output at Brimma24.
There it is.
And let me know some good Twitter handles for Sam, for young Samurai, as we go forward. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Football Almost Daily.
Samurai out.